Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Boron with SendYourKidsToCollege.com joining us live right now with a look at what is often, Jeff, a confusing period for families of college-age kids, maybe even more so now in this era of student loan forgiveness and the questions that that brings. Thanks for joining us. The FAFSA period opening up. What does that mean?
Well, it means that we can start filing FAFSAs for students. And the one thing that I always remind parents when I work with them is that the FAFSA should be filed every year the student is in college. It's not a one and done, you know, file it to go into their freshman year. Every year there needs to be updated information supplied to the colleges.
You know, we talked to a financial expert earlier this morning, Jeff, who said that a lot of people don't get financial aid because they don't complete the form. Have you seen this?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. If you believe, so in our view, everybody should complete the FAFSA. It doesn't matter if you're Bill Gates or if you're somebody who is not as income healthy as Bill Gates. But in any event, colleges, if you are what would be called a full pay client, someone that's not going to qualify for financial aid, you want to show colleges that because colleges will want your student and they will compete with other colleges. And the way they compete is by money. You know, so all of a sudden, your student that this college wants, you're a full pay client, will get some type of tuition discount, a scholarship, some type of an award, a presidential award, whatever, simply to attract your student. These colleges are big business, and they are competing with one another for a group of students.
Well, all of this aid that is available, you have all these forms to fill it out. Do you expect more people to be interested who might have been leery of this for some reason? Not sure what that reason would be. But now that there's this idea of student loan forgiveness, are people who maybe weren't paying attention and jumping on this right away all of a sudden all ears?
Well, you know, it has sparked the interest of a lot. But one of the other reasons why you want to fill out the FAFSA is you need to do this in order to apply for these direct student loans, which, in our opinion, are the best student loans available. They're issued without a cosigner. Once you go beyond these direct student loans, you have to typically get a cosigner. The parent has to put them in their name. And they're lower interest. They're deferred until the student is completed college. So they're a great loan. Unfortunately, there's only $27,000 available for the first 4 years, and $5,500 of which is for the freshman year. So it's not a big loan, but it's a good loan. And you have to do the FAFSA to do them. We were already working on them for our clients all weekend long. So we're backed up. We have a lot of interest this year.
Is there an incentive to file this early? I mean, with the period just opening over the weekend?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that go, I call them the helicopter moms. They get a little crazy. You know, they want to get theirs in October 1st. The reality is you want to get them in by the end of the year. We like to push for Thanksgiving. We like to have students get their applications in for college by Thanksgiving and do the financial forms by Thanksgiving. Last year, we were doing them all the way up until July when students realized they didn't file one and they wanted to get a loan, a direct student loan. So, you know, we have them trickling all year, but this is a busy time of year. We asked for a donation to our scholarship, which is a $79 donation. We put it in our scholarship fund and we use that money to fund three $1,000 scholarships for Western New York students every year.
On the student loan forgiveness plans, there was a note sent out last week, I believe, basically just kind of restating that at some point in October, they're going to launch that online application. Do you expect there to be a flurry of activity once that happens of people trying to, one, figure out, okay, how do I put this in, and two, do anything else they need to do? And that anything else is, I don't know, is there a form you have to do, something you might have to get back? People who made a payment in the last 2 years, getting those payments reimbursed and then filling this out. What is that activity going to look like?
So it's really going to be a two-step process. If you paid on your loans during the time, you know, where we had the COVID pause for loans, the first thing you would do is request a refund, and you're going to contact, and what I understand only by phone now, the service provider of your loan, whether it be Nelnet or Mozilla, some of these other loan provider servicing organizations will then issue you a refund. And it's being done over the phone now. They'll look up your loan. So you want to do that. So the example would be you had $10,000 worth of loans. You paid back $2,000 during the pandemic pause. You want to request your $2,000 back, bring the loan balance up to $10,000, and then apply for forgiveness. And that's the way it works. We've got a couple time constraints here because the word is get your loan forgiveness application filed by November 15th if you're going to have a balance, because they're going to recalculate your loan before the end of the year. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks so that when you start repaying, it's been recalculated. Unfortunately, the system to apply for forgiveness is still not available.
And now, Jeff, there are 6 lawsuits that I know of challenging the forgiveness plan. How is that going to affect it?
You know, that's going to be a wait and see. It started out with one, which the holdup of the challenge was, in legal terms, somebody had to have standing. Somebody had to say, I was injured by this. And it was, in my mind, I'm not an attorney, but it was kind of a weak case. It was an individual who said, I'm going to have to pay state income taxes on this loan forgiveness. But now we have 6 states jumping in, and they're challenging the actual authority of President Biden to do this. He did it under the HEROES Act, which means what was used to help people during the pandemic to use emergency powers. However, the challenge is when he put his income-based restrictions on $125,000 for a single household, $250,000 for a married couple or a joint household, by that, He basically said, this isn't about the pandemic. This is about helping people under those income limits. So it's going to be an interesting challenge. I just saw something come out saying that they're still preparing and that the website should be available shortly. What that means, of course, we never know.
When it does become available, I'm sure we'll be calling you again. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff Boron, sendyourkidstocollege.com, joining us live this morning.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.